It's great having you here at America Weekend. Always a pleasure. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I'd love to find out about productivity secrets and tips. We're all looking for ways, really, when you think about it, to improve our lifestyle in work, in play, all around, right? So it's interesting to hear about successful people and their productivity pursuits. And Inc. magazine, one of my favorite business magazines, just published the ways that authors are productive, why they're productive, what they do to be productive, and some of them are no longer with us. So I would like to share this with you. A current author, Margaret Atwood, is very much involved with social media, so she's very busy with that, but she says that she gets the best ideas for her novels while doing housework and other menial chores, because it's the repetitive activity that's not connected with writing that kind of jars her thinking. So I like that idea. That's a really good one. Vladimir Nabokov wrote in bathtubs and in the backseat of his car. So he and his wife would stay at motels when they were on a road trip through the U.S. He was writing Lolita at the time. That would bring him enormous commercial success. And he was able to retire from teaching. So what he would do to be effective, and he needed silence, which I totally understand, is he would go to the bathtub or the backseat of his car to write his novel. So interesting productivity tip there. Toni Morrison plotted her first novel while her young children were playing around her. She was a young mother, 35 years old. She was raising two children on her own. She would get up early in the morning to write, and while taking care of her kids, she would start to think about the storyline, and her novel, which is spectacular, The Bluest Eye, took her 5 years to write. Jack Kerouac wrote on 120-foot scrolls. To avoid having to stop writing after he reached the end of a page, what he would do is take a 120-foot scroll and write on it. That's how he accomplished it. Took him a while, but he did it. Virginia Woolf would develop her stories during her walks. This is also a methodology that I think is very, very productive, because I find that when I go to the gym and I'm doing whatever exercise on the bike or on the Stairmaster, that my creativity starts to blossom. I feel that maybe it's the blood flow, maybe it's the oxygen, but I start to think about things that are interesting and are creative. Ideas come to me while I'm taking my exercise routine. So Virginia Woolf developed her stories during her daily walks. She would plot out her stories while taking walks around London. And she wrote in a diary all the time to not only practice her writing, but to plan her writing. So she used that as an exercise. And it was something she did all the time. And what's interesting about these famous writers is that they looked at this as a practice, like becoming an athlete, where you have to do the same task over and over again. So it's the practice of the writing that was very important. And James Joyce wrote an average of just 90 words a day, based on the 8 years it took him to write the enormous novel Ulysses. And before Ulysses, it took him 10 years to complete his first two books. But he would just write those very few words every day, but he did it every day, again, as a practice. And maybe he was looking for the right words. You know, we can write a lot of stuff and then you can edit it and throw it out. But maybe it's just getting to the proper words that was so important for James Joyce. So if you're looking to improve your productivity, I think these are some excellent tips going from the different writers and how they accomplish their writing. Hemingway, by the way, would write on a boat. And that's how he wrote his novels. It was a place to get away from the crowd and focus on his writing. And he would do it on a boat anchored just off the coast of Key West. So some interesting concepts to explore. And once again, thanks to the fine folks at Inc. magazine for writing these terrific articles. I think they do such a great job. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
America.
A Western Dragon-esque experience. Death cookies the size of basketballs. Yeah, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM's used to the occasional falling rock or three on switchy American 180-degree highways with rock cliffs. Nowhere have we ever seen as many rocks as in the southernmost portion of Route 191 near Safford in far eastern Arizona. ABM came around a corner and found a dead F-350 hovering over a kiddie pool size area of oil. For this reason alone, 191 is extremely dangerous. Rocks littered the middle of the road, one or two the size of a bushel basket. Bikers willing to ride eastern Arizona's 191 should do a total recon ahead of any rip and run. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you pay off your mortgage sooner? Pay every 4 weeks instead of monthly.
We often think there are 4 weeks in a month. Actually, it's 4 weeks plus about 2 days. So by paying every 4 weeks, you'll make an extra payment every year.
Say you get a $100,000 mortgage at 4% interest. You'll cut over 4 years off a 30-year mortgage and save over $11,000 in interest.
Plus, you'll always be ahead on your payments. So if you face a financial crisis, time will be on your side. As with all things financial, it's best to talk with an advisor about your specific situation.
Pay your mortgage every 4 weeks and you'll pay your banker less. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.